same Beishamai Beisilu Beisilu. The following are disputes between Beishamai Beisilu in connection with eating food. Some of the food is on Shabbos, some of the food is on weekday. And have to figure out which is on Shabbos, which is on weekday. So the first machlokes is clearly on Shabbos. When you recite Kiddush, which bracha do you recite first? Bar Pri Agofen or the Kiddush? Beisham Yam Mivarach Halayoyim, Akach Mivarach Halayayim. First you say Kiddush, and then you say the Bar Pri Agofen afterwards. Beisil Olaimrim, Mivarach Halayayim, Beyach Akach Mivarach Halayoyim. First you say Bar Pri Agofen, and then you say the Kiddush. What should the din be before we start the Gemara? So we have a Mishnah in the end of Zvachim. I think it's on Daf Petes. The name of the perek is Kol HaTadir. And the Mishnah says, Kol HaTadir Mechavero, Koidim Lachavero. And Kol HaMekudish Mechavero, is Koidim Lachavero. In other words, Tadir B'Sheina Tadir, Tadir Koidim. And Mekudish V'Eina Mekudish, Mekudish Koidim. What does it mean, Mekudish? So the example that the Mishnah gives is a Kohen is waiting in the Beis HaMikdash, it's his turn. Every 24 weeks they have a turn to the Makor Kabbonis. He's waiting there bright and early, 7 o'clock in the morning, and two Balabatim run in with Kabbonis. One has a Karban Shlamim, and one has a Karban Oilo. So the Karban Oilo is a Kachin Kachin, and Karban Shlamim is a Kachin Kalim. So Mekudish V'Eina Mekudish, Mekudish Kohen. He should take care first of the Kachin Kachin, and then afterwards take care of the Kachin Kalim. What if a person is interested in performing two mitzvahs, mitzvah A and mitzvah B? As far as he's concerned, it doesn't matter whether he does first A and then B, or first B and then A. It doesn't make a difference to him. One of the two mitzvahs is a mitzvah minatar, and the other one is a mitzvah midrabbanan. So the Tzlach has a famous piece on this Mishnah. He says, shouldn't that be considered mekudesh v'einu mekudesh? If one is a mitzvah minatar, one is a mitzvah midrabbanan, so the more important of the two is the mitzvah minatar. The less important is the mitzvah d'rabban. So why shouldn't we apply the rule of mekudesh v'einu mekudesh mekudesh kodem over here? That birchas hanenin that's recited over food, we assume is only midrabbanan. The Pnei Yeshua had his fantastic chiddush. He says if he weren't afraid of all the rishonim luladim istafin, if he weren't afraid, but he was afraid. So the ma'aseh said, he didn't say nishgazah. Pnei Yeshua thought that maybe since the Gemara says al svaruhu. He says that svara is a din derais, but it's usually assumed by all the rishonim that brichas hanenin is midrabbanan. And kiddush, the Gemara says on daf chof on the base, the ashem chayav is b'kiddush hayom devar torah. The kiddush is a mitzvah min haTorah. That's the meaning, or that's also included in the pasuk zohar samashap silchach. Either that's the meaning of zohar lahaskir, or the Ramban we discussed on parshas Yisro. The Ramban says that it's also included. And the word lekacho, lekacho means to recite kiddush. One way or the other, the Gemara says dvar Torah. No, shemachayav is kiddush ayam dvar Torah. That it's a mitzvah min haTorah. So why doesn't somebody say over here that's the tzlach's kasha? Why doesn't somebody bring up the issue that regarding the bar Pri Agofen, Balabas is prepared to say kiddush? He doesn't, as far as he's concerned, doesn't make a difference. But he says first bar Pri Agofen, then kiddush, and kiddush and bar Pri Agofen. He's prepared to do either way. So why doesn't Halacha declare mekudush v'einu mekudush? Mekudesh Kodem, the mitzvah deraisa should come before the mitzvah derabbana. So the Gemara gives as one explanation for Beisilo. Why do we pass like Beisilo? That first you say Bar Pri Agofen, and then you say the Kiddush. So the Gemara gives as an explanation, Birchas Hayayin Tadir, Birchas Hayayin, Mein Tadir, Tadir B'Shein Tadir, Tadir Kodem. Oh, so the Gemara is finally quoting something from over there, from Zvachim. What's taka the din if you have Tadir and Mekudesh? You have a conflict. You have mitzvah A and mitzvah B, and one is more Mekudesh than the other, and the one that's less Mekudesh is more Tadir than the other. So we have two rules that contradict each other, two conflicting rules over here. On the one hand, Tadir b'shein Tadir, Tadir kodem. On the other hand, Mekudesh v'ein Mekudesh. What do you do if you have Tadir and Mekudesh contradicting each other? So that's an ibaida like Shita and the Gemara in Zvachim. Hari Paskin, if you have an Abayit Leishita, so the Rambam writes in Hilchas Karbonis over there, when he quotes all these dinim from Zvachim, he says, Eze Sheyirtze Yagdim. You have the option of of the Kohen standing on the Beis HaMikdosh, can either be Makrav this first or that first, because it's a suffix, so he has the choice. So Avnei Nezer has a tshuva about that. When somebody dies and you bury him in a talus, so which talus should you bury him in? The weekday talis he wears six times as often as the Shabbos Dikat talis. But the Shabbos Dikat talis is Mekudesh. It's not exactly big day Shabbos, but why is it more Mekudesh? A talis, a talis. The same mitzvah tzitzis. But the Shabbos Dikat talis is big day Shabbos. It's Meyuchot for Shabbos. You fulfill a mitzvah of covered Shabbos by wearing big day Shabbos. So his tshuva, so he discusses, this shaila in this context. It's not exactly the same, because in the case in the Gemara, you're talking about kedima. We're going to do both mitzvahs. Which mitzvah do you perform first? Which mitzvah do you perform second? Mekudesh v'ein mekudesh also is a question of kedima. Which comes first? Here he's talking about dechiya. You can only do either one or the other. So which one takes precedence over which? So the Avnei Nezer is assuming that the rules of Torah B'Sheinu Torah, Mekudesh V'Einu Mekudesh, etc., the rules apply equally to Tchiyah as they apply to Kedima. This is a question in Paskim, whether this is so. The Magen Avraham talks about it. We seem to assume that it's not so. We seem to assume that Torah B'Sheinu, all the rules of Torah Mekudesh, that's only if you're going to perform both mitzvahs, and the question is which order to arrange them. But if one mitzvah is going to bump off the other mitzvah, then you don't necessarily follow these rules. You may follow other rules. So it's interesting, the Bavli in Zvachim leaves it as an Advaita Lev Shita, Tadir HaMekudesh. The Yerushalmi in Nazir comments on the Mishnah there. The din is that a nazir has the same din as a kain gadol. A kain head yet is not allowed to be metame lemeisim unless it's one of the seven relatives. The kain gadol is not even permitted to be metame to the zayin kroivim unless it's mamish a meis mitzvah. But a meis mitzvah, a nazir and kain gadol the same. Only allowed to be metame to a meis mitzvah, not permitted to be metame to the seven relatives. So the Mishnah has a discussion. What if two people are walking down the highway? There's nobody else in sight. Nobody has any cell phone, no hatzolah around, no chevi kadisha around. And they find a Jewish dead body, and it's a meis mitzvah. There's nobody there to be metapel in the meis mitzvah. So one of them is a kohen, and one is the Yisrael. So then it's not a meis mitzvah. If the Yisrael does need the kohen to help him out, but it's not a meis mitzvah. So the Yisrael is metame, and the kohen is not metame. What if one is a kohen, one is a kohen gadol? So the kohen gadol is machomer, then even though they both have a heter for meis mitzvah, but the dinam of tumas kohanim is machomer for the kohen gadol than it is for the kohen hedyot. So Hasvara Noto, the Svara dictates that let the kain head be mitame, not the kain gadol. What if the two people walking down the highway are kain gadol and a nazir? That's a Mishnah in the beginning of a perik and nazir. So what if the people going down the highway are one is a kain gadol, one is a nazir? Who should be mitame lemeisim? So it's machlek zablez and nechachamim. So the Yerushalmi comments on that Mishnah Nazir that the Machloek Reb Lezer Shamutehu, the Gemara says, in all the many disputes between Reb Lezer and the Chachamim, we usually do not accept Reb Lezer's opinion because Reb Lezer Shamutehu, he was from the Beis Shammai, and Reb Lezer is Lishitosa with Beis Shammai over here, whether you say Kiddush first or the Bar Piagofim first. That's exactly the Machloek is Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. What's the din in Tadir and Mekudesh? Which one is Koidim? Exactly what the Tzlachi asked Akasha, Tzlachi introduced Akasha, why doesn't somebody come up with this idea that Kiddush is the Raisin, Bar Piagofen is Bichos HaNenon is only the Rabbanon? So why don't you consider a mitzvah the Raisin as opposed to a mitzvah the Rabbanon as a Mekudesh? But on the other hand, the Bar Piagofen is Tadir. So really, this case, the way that Tzlach started the story, there should be really a conflict between Tadir and Mekudesh, which according to the Bavli was in a Bayit Lev Shita, but if you look in the Mishnah, it's not a Bayit Lev Shita. So that's what the Yerushalmi says in Nazir, that according to Beis Shammai, Mekudesh takes precedence over Tadir, and according to Beis Hillel, Tadir takes precedence over Mekudesh, and this is Lishitasam there, Ablezer Nachachamim in the Mishnah in Nazir. Why? They're talking about the Nazir and the Kohen Gadol walking down the highway, and they bump into a Meis Mitzvah. So the Kohen Gadol is appointed for life. So the Yerushalmi considers that Tadir. The nazir is only a nazir for a short period of time.
What does it mean, tadir? Tadir that he should remain in his
tahara,
or tadir that he should be
tamed for the mitzvah? That we gotta define what. That's what we're up to right now. So the Kohen Gadol is appointed for life. The Nazir is only for a minimum of 30 days. He can be for longer than 30 days. Fine. So the Kedusha of the Kohen Gadol is more Tadir than the Kedusha of the Nazir. But on the other hand, if the Nazir becomes Nitma B'Shegig B'Mezid B'Einas B'Ratzim B'Heta B'Yisr, it does make a difference. He has to bring a whole set of Karbonos. If the Kohen Gadol becomes Nitma, he goes to the Mikveh, he has Hazosh Lishishvi, he goes to the Mikveh, he becomes Tor. He doesn't have to bring a whole set of Karbonos. L'mechal Alein Ziris Tahara, to start all over again. So the Tanoim, the Gemara presents it, the Tanoim assume that the fact that the Nazir has to bring special karbonis and the Kohen Gadol doesn't, if he becomes Nitma, this shows that the Iser of Tumah to the Nazir is considered more Chomer, more Mekudesh, than the Iser Tumah to the Kohen Gadol. That's the Mishnah Mem Zayin Amid Aleph. The name of the parak is Kohen Gadol v'Nazir. Kohen Gadol v'Nazir not metame even to the Kraven, but the metame to Meis Mitzvah. Hey, mahalchem ba'derech umotzer Meis Mitzvah. The Kohen Gadol v'Nazir walking down the highway and they bump into the Meis Mitzvah. That's how the parak begins. Rav Lezer emi yitame Kohen Gadol v'al yitame Nazir. Let the Kohen Gadol be metame, not the Nazir, because the Nazir is more kadosh. V'al yitame Nazir shu mevi korban al tumasoi. Yitame Kohen Gadol she'ena mevi korban al tumasoi. V'al yitame Nazir shu mevi korban al tumasoi. So the Yerushalmi understands that the reason for Rav Lezer is because the fact that the Nazir is maybe Korban al Tumasa is an indication, not that that is the reason itself, that's an indication that the Kedusha's Naziris with respect to Issa Tumah is a higher level, it's Mekudesh. Amrulai said the Chachamim disagree with Rav Lezer, we pass like the Chachamim, Yitame HaNazir, Shein Kedusha Sa Kedusha Sa Olam, Ayitame HaKan Gadol, Shein Kedusha Sa Kedusha Sa Olam. So the Yerushalmi has number one an assumption that Tadir Mekudesh is a Machlokes HaTanoim. And then they're assuming also, like that Avnei Nezer by the Shaila with the Talis, which Talis they bury the Mason in, the Shabbos Dikah Talis or the weekday Talis. They're working on the assumption that Tadir V'Shena Tadir Tadir Kodim is not only a rule in Kedima, should you do A, B, or should you do B, A, it's a question also who bumps off whom. It's a question of who should violate the Din and who should not violate the Din. You're choosing, not who should come first. Kedima is the same as Adifus. That's what the Yerushalmi says. So that's the question that the Tzlach is raising on this Mishnah. This is a very famous Tzlach. People are Mishnais, not this Tzlach. Comes on the side of the big Mishnais, the Yochanan Boaz Mishnais. So on the side, they quote this whole pilpul from the Tzlach. So he raises the issue, how come the Bavli doesn't say a word about this? The Bavli says about Tadir V'Sheinu Tadir. How come the Bavli didn't introduce the issue of Mekudesh V'Eino Mekudesh? So he says simply, not so simple, he says simply, that most people daven in shul, then they come home and they say Kiddush. And the Gemara says earlier in Brachas that we assume, the Rambam writes, and the Magen Avraham Paskins like that, that Kiddush is their right, so the Gemara daf chof on the base. A Kiddush is deraisa. So the Rambam writes that that's only Kiddush bedvarim. Kiddush ala kos, that's only midirabban. Tosis had one opinion that it's not so. Kiddush ala yayin. Zochar samash hafiz lakacha, zachrehu ala yayin. So Tosis had one opinion that the zachrehu ala yayin is deraisa. They even had an opinion that hamborach tzoch sheyitam is deraisa. You have to sip part of the wine, is also deraisa. But the Magen Avraham says we don't pass like that. We pass like the Rambam or like the other opinion. And Tosfos says that only Kiddush B'dvarim is their rice. That's on Chofam and Beis, the Gemara by Kiddush. So the Gemara says a little later there in the Perek that Anshei Knesset HaGedolah were Mesakan all in the Schos HaTfilah and so on. So there was a time that they instituted. Where is it? Somewhere around Davchov or so, Davchov Tesa, so gotta take a look. So the Gemara says originally they were misaken Kiddush b'tfila, but the people didn't have enough money they couldn't afford to say Kiddush and Abdullah ala kos. Then Heshiru, so they switched it. So they said, let everybody say the Kiddush ala yayin, let everybody say Kiddush Abdullah ala yayin. And then later on, not everybody could afford that, so they made a takonin. You should say Kiddush and Havdalah b'tfilo, and Hamikadosh b'tfilo tzorach shi'kadosh ala kos, Hamavad b'tfilo tzorach shi'avdal ala kos. You should say twice. So the tzlach is working on the assumption that once you most people normally daven Ma'ariv, and then they go home and they say Kiddush. So once you daven Ma'ariv, you're ready. You say Kiddush b'tfilah. You say the Kiddush on the level of the Raisa. The whole need for Kiddush al Hayayin is only with the Rabbanon. So they're both on the same level. The Bori Piragofen is the Rabbanon, Bichas Anen, and the Kiddush by the time you come home is only the Rabbanon. I bet there are some people who are saying Kiddush before they daven Ma'ariv. And as far as the women are concerned, let's say the women didn't daven Ma'ariv, so we said the women should daven Ma'ariv. Okay. We said that the Baal HaTanya writes in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav that even though the women have the practice that they don't daven Ma'ariv all week long, but on Leil Shabbos and Matzoy Shabbos they have to daven Ma'ariv because they're mechuyev in Kiddush, and there's one opinion that they're mechuyev in Abdullah also, Kiddush and Abdullah. So they have to daven Ma'ariv because it is did. You have to be yotze Kiddush b'tvilo and Havdalah b'tvilo. So the Tzlach writes, even if some of the people are saying Kiddush before they daven Ma'ariv, but normally, the normal course of events, the people are saying Kiddush after they've already daven Ma'ariv, so both the Kiddush and the Bar Piagof and the Bichos Hanenen are both on the level of the Rabbanim, so that's why the Gemara didn't introduce that consideration of Mekudesh, that's why the Babli didn't introduce it, the Yerushalmi did, that's why the Babli didn't introduce this consideration of Mekudesh, Vein Mekudesh, Mekudesh Koidem, because by the time you've daven Ma'ariv already, so the Kiddush al Hayayin is only the Rabbanim. This is not like Rab Chaim Volozhiner. Rab Chaim Volozhiner claims that when the Chachamim introduced the Takana that we should recite En Kiddush Ela B'Makom Suda, we should recite the Kiddush in conjunction with the meal. So we don't say, well, everybody daven in shul said the Yotzei Kiddush Deraisa. And then the Chazan said Kiddush Ala Yayin in shul, everybody's Yotzei Kiddush Deraisa. Then to make the rabbis happy, we'll say Kiddush a third time at home. We'll say Kiddush b'makom suda to be yotze the din derabbanan. He says, no. The Chachamim were misakin that you should be yotze Kiddush deraisa b'makom suda. You should be yotze Kiddush deraisa ala kos. So you're supposed to have in mind when you daven Ma'ariv that you only want to be yotze the chi of tefillah. You don't want to be yotze the mitzvah of Kiddush. And when the Chazan says Kiddush in shul, everybody's supposed to have in mind that they don't want to be yotze. You have to have kavanah shalol lotzis. And even if they didn't have kavanah shalol lotzis, they said, Achredim say, Alosh and Lei Bezna Masna. Lei Bezna Masna means everybody has in mind to fulfill the davening, to fulfill all the mitzvahs the way the rabbis want. We're talking about Orthodox people. We're not inventing new forms of prayer, new forms of mitzvahs. So religious Jews want to do the mitzvahs the way you're supposed to. And that's the way you're supposed to, Zohar Abchaim Alosh. He's supposed to fulfill the mitzvah of Kiddush Deraisa, ala kos, the Mokam Suda. So when you daven Ma'ariv and you hear the Kiddush and Shul from the Chazan, it's considered as if you had Kavanah Shalol Lotzis when you're saying the Kiddush at home, then you go to the Kiddush Deraisa. The Tzlach doesn't assume like that. This is the Tzlach is authored by the Nerdy Behuda. He also wrote the Horus of Dogon Mavava on the side of the Shulchan Aruch. So he was the one who raised the whole issue that how can a husband come home from Shul and recite Kiddush and might see the wife. The husband already daven Ma'ariv, so his whole obligation to recite Kiddush only with the Rabbanon, that's his assumption in the Tzlach. His obligation to say Kiddush only with the Rabbanon. And the wife probably didn't daven Ma'ariv at home, so her obligation to recite Kiddush is Minat Torah. So he's not Mechuyev B'Dover on the same level that she is. She's Mechuyev B'Dover Minat Torah, he's Mechuyev only with the Rabbanon. But we have a rule, Yotze Moitze, even though I was Yotze already, I can say Kiddush a second time. So the Tzlach quoted the Dogon Mavav and the Horus on the Shulchan Aruch, quoted from the Rosh, that the Rosh said that there's no Orvus for women. The whole rule that Yotze Moitze is all based on Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh Bo Zeh. So he assumes that there's no Orvus for women, and his assumption was a whopper of an assumption. The Rosh is talking the women don't have Orvus for the men. If a man didn't bench, the woman is not Areva to recite benching to be Moitze the men. So he assumes the same as the reverse direction also, that there's no orvis for on the part of men for women. The men don't have any orvis for the women. So this was the murderous kasha that the Dogon Mavava raised. Yeah, the whole kasha began because he assumed that pshat and the rosh was that the women don't have orvis, period. So if women don't have orvis, period, so men don't have orvis for the women either. That's how he starts off. Rabbi Kivega, the Mishnah Berurah quoted the Rabbi Kivega, who said he doesn't think that's what the rosh said in the first place. The rosh is talking according to that sad. And the Avchof on the base that women are not required to recite Birchas HaMazon in HaTorah. The obligation to recite Birchas HaMazon is only with the Rabbanon. So the Gemara says, what's an afkemina? When the Noshim Chayov is b'birchas hamazon. The Mishnah says, women are chayiv in birchas hamazon. That's the top line of Chofam Beis. The Gemara is not sure whether Noshim b'birchas hamazon is the Raisa de Rabban. The Gemara says, l'mayin afkemina? Can a woman recite birchas hamazon to be moitzi a man if the man does not know how to say bench? So if the women are mechuyiv min ha-toiros, and then they can be moitzi the men, they're mechuyiv b'dover. But if the women are not mechuyiv min ha-toiros, may she'ani mechuyiv b'dover, and the motzi ha-sarabi midei chayvosim. That's what the Gemara quoted from the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Chav Tes. So the Rosh asked the question based on the Gemara later by Yanai, why shouldn't the women be able to be moitzi the men in bench and kosol ha-rei mezebezet? So he said, no, there's no orba. So the Rebbe Kivega said, the simple reading of the Rosh means, if there's a mitzvah that the women are not mechuyiv in, they're not mechuyiv to bench minat Torah. They're not mechuyiv to see that anybody else benches. And it's the same thing for a man. If there will be a man for another man. If there's a man who's not mechuyiv in a certain mitzvah for some reason or another, then he wouldn't have a din of orvis for anybody else. So the whole kasha of the dogma of orvis, Frank Zachon, the whole kasha began because he understood the Rosh is saying a flat statement. Women don't have any orbis at all for anybody. So he assumes what they're not. I mean, the men don't have any orbis for the women. They have in their collection of drushes of the Nerdiv Yehuda, they have a few volumes of collected drushes. So he has a drusha that he, a hesped that he delivered when his wife passed away. So he says that all the other maspidim before him, all the other rabbonim, were saying what a great woman she was, that she was married to the Nerdiv Yehuda. So he says, that's not her greatness. Because she took care of him, she made him breakfast, lunch, and supper, and she gave up her life in order to help her husband. He says, that's Yikara de Chaya, they're being Mechabit me. And what's Yikara de Mesa? What's the covet of the Nifta? So he says, no, everyone should know his wife is a big tzaddikus, and he starts developing a whole theme that she, tzaddik is nitfas b'avoy nador. Sometimes a tzaddik dies as a kapara for the whole generation, like the Chazal say, Loma nismucho misas Miriam efer para. In Parshas Chukas, the Lamdach, that just like Paradum is Mechaper, so Mises Miriam is also Mechaper. And why is Lamanis Mechamises B'nei Aharon to Hakrovas Hakrabonis in Parshas Achrimos? Because just like Hakrovas Hakrabonis and Yom Kippur is Mechaper, so too Mises Tzadikim is Mechaper. So he clears a Shaila in the Hesped, he clears a Shaila. Mises Tzadikim is Mechaper, is it only men? What about women who die? What's the Shaila? Mechatesa? Because by women there's no orvos. He says maybe the whole idea of Mises Tzaddik is mechaper because kol yisrael arevim zeh v'zeh, maybe it's only this a hesped. His wife died. He says he's so, he writes at the end, he's so broken hearted he can't say anymore. But this is what he did say. It was a different style hesped years ago.
So Miriam was Miriam, right?
Yeah, Miriam was a tzaddik. I don't know what's the shaila. So I don't know. So this is what he raises a question. He himself quotes Miriam, quotes all the Mamar. So he says maybe one can argue the point and say that that Mises Tzaddikim is only men because Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh V'Zeh. So the men have Arvus for the other people, but the women, the Rosh says in Brachas, the women don't have any Arvus. So maybe it does make sense to say that Mises Tzadkonius should be Mechaper. So he says no. He has a Medrash that says that young children who die is also Mises Tzaddikim Mechaper. Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabban who die. So he said Tinoikos Shel Beis Rabban sounds like they're not even bar mitzvah, or even if they are bar mitzvah, but they're not 20 years old. So the Bodlot says they're not chayv in Din Hashemayim until they reach the age of 20. And still, you see from the Medrash that he quotes on Medrash somewhere that the misa of young children is mechaper. So you see, it's not an issue. It's not a function of Kol Yisrael Arevim Zeh V'Zeh. So he thinks that his wife was a big tzaddikah, so that's why her death is going to be mechaper on the whole dog. Oh, so what does he need all of, what does he need the whole shtickle Torah for? Let him just say Misas Miriam from the Mokar and Chazal. So if he teaches, I forget already what, he teaches a pasuk in Shir HaShirim. He interprets it. The pasuk in Shir HaShirim is saying this. Something. He says, if you're wondering whether a woman who's such a tzaddik is, if you're wondering whether her Misa is Mechaper or not, so Tzilach v'ikve atzon. There's a medrash on Nikvei Atzon that it goes on the Tzayin Kadoshim, on the little children. So look at the little children. You see that Misa Tzadikim of little children is Mechapi, even though they don't have Arvus, so the Tzadikis is also. Yeah, that's because he wanted to say this Taich and the Pasuk. That's probably why. Yeah, you say it. Misa Miriam is it. The original Mokka that he starts off with is Misa Miriam, you see Tzadik. So this is all, he assumed that the Pshat and the Rosh is Kipshuta, the simple superficial reading. So that's why he assumed in the flip direction also. So he assumes in his kasha in the Dogam of Ova that when the husband davens in shul, he's assuming like the tzlach. He is the tzlach. Okay. Dogam of Ova is the tzlach. He's assuming that when the husband davens in shul, he's yotzi kiddush deraisa. When he comes home, he's only saying kiddush derabbanan. Abchaim Alojana holds that so. He thinks that you're supposed to have in mind, even if you didn't have in mind, it's a late bez masna. We consider it as if all religious Jews have in mind to follow the Takanas Chachamim, to be yotze the Kiddush deraisa ala yayin, not betfila, and to be yotze the Kiddush deraisa b'makom suda. In Hilchas Sfiras Omer, it says that on Leil Shabbos, after you daven Ma'ariv and Shul, so the Tzibur is interested in doing two mitzvahs. They want to count Sfiras Omer, and they want to recite Kiddush. So which one should they do first, and which should they do second? Or Leil Matzoi Shabbos, they're interested in reciting Sfiras Omer and reciting Havdalah. So which should they do first, which should they do second? So the Shulchan Aruch says, based on this Gemara, Kol Apuki Yoyme Miachrinon. Yeah, right smack in the middle of Nun Beis Amud Aleph, Shani Yuli Yoyme Miapuki Yoyme. Yuli Yoyme Kama De Magdirin Alei Odif. You should recite Kiddush as early as possible in order to bring the Shabbos in order to greet the Shabbos. Shabbos came already. He's saying Kiddush, it's an hour after Tzeis HaKohom already. But you should greet the Shabbos by reciting Kiddush first. The Gemara says a suggestion that according to Beis Shammai say you say Kiddush first, then Bar Piagof, but Havdalah they'll say the reverse. Havdalah they'll say first Bar Piagof and then Havdalah. That was the Gemara's kashi here on the second line from the top of Samach Beis Amud Aleph. V'sabri Beis Shammai, is it true that Beis Shammai's opinion is the Birchas Hayoyim Adifo, that the Kiddush comes first and then Bar Piagof comes second? Ay b'hatanya, we have a Tosefta that seems to be following Beis Shammai's opinion. The Gemara takes 20 lines to prove that it seems to be Beis Shammai's opinion. And it says, when you come home to say Havdalah, you say Bar Piagof, and then you say Havdalah afterwards. So, according to Beis Shammai, shouldn't you say first Havdalah, and then say the Bar Piagof? And that's the Gemara's kasha. So the Gemara answers right in the middle of the Amud. Shiny has the asterisk, and it says on the side, Psochim Kufei. The Gemara says, Beis Shammai, Kosabe Beis Shammai, Koma, Kom Kash. It's a contradiction between the Kiddush and Havdalah, between the way Beis Shammai is quoted in the Mishnah regarding Kiddush, that first you say Kiddush, and that the Tosefta quotes seemingly Beis Shammai as saying that by Havdalah, first you say Bar Piagofen. The Gemara says, the answer is, Kosabe Beis Shammai, Shaini Yiliyame Ma'apukiyame, Yiliyame, to greet the Shabbos when it's coming in, so we rush to say Kiddush first, then Bar Piagofen second. We prefer to say Kiddush earlier, Zodif, that's preferable. And Apukiyam, when Shabbos is over, so we say first Bar Priyagofen, and then we postpone the Havdalah to later. Kama de Macharinale, Zodif, Gechdala Nevi Alon, Kimas. It shouldn't look like we're trying to get rid of the Shabbos. So this, the Gemara says this Svar within Beis Shammai. So the question is, do we accept this Svar or not? So on the Shulchan Aruch, this is quoted by Sfiras Omer, that a Friday night, after you finish davening Ma'ariv, so you're faced with two mitzvahs. Should you recite Kiddush first and then Sfiras Omer? Should you serve first, say Sfiras Omer, then Kiddush? So some shuls, it's not yet Tzeis HaKohov, so they want to postpone. So they tell a Chazan, he should sing Kiddush slowly, so that they'll get the Sfiras Omer after Tzeis HaKohov. But in Shulchan Aruch, they're not talking about that issue of the postponing for the purpose of the Tzeis HaKohov. So in the Shulchan Aruch, in the Shulchan Aruch they say that kol iuli yoyma magdamina, that if it's Kiddush in Sfiras Omer, so you should first say Kiddush and then Sfiras Omer. And on Matzoi Shabbos, you should first say Sfiras Omer and then say Havdalah in order to postpone the official bidding farewell to the Shabbos, to postpone the Havdalah till after the Sfiras Omer. So Rabbi Kivegra on the bottom of the page is bothered with Akasha. That's a nice svara, Apuki Yoyma versus the Yuli Yoyma. That's a nice svara if all other things are equal. But if you have a real rule, Mekudish Veinu Mekudish Mekudish Koinem, and he assumes, like the Tzlach's assumption, that if you have two mitzvahs to perform, one is a mitzvah derais and one is a mitzvah derabbanon, so the mitzvah derais is considered more Mekudish than the mitzvah derabbanon. There are some who are not so convinced of that premise. that a mitzvah derabbanan is considered less mekudesh than a mitzvah deras. But that's what the Tzlach is assuming, and that's what the Rabbi Kivega is assuming also, that a mitzvah deras is considered mekudesh, in contrast to a mitzvah derabbanan, which is considered less mekudesh. The chiyuv is on a lower level. Chavis agav is only mederabbanan. So that's Rabbi Kivega's kasha. There is a machloikis in Rishonim whether Havdol is deras or derabbanan. So he says, and one of the nafkaminis is whether women are mechuyev in Avdolah. Why? Because Kiddush in Avdolah should really be a mitzvah sasei shazman grom. So we say that Kiddush is an exception to the rule because Zach l'shamer b'dibur echad ne'emru HaKadosh Baruch Hu proclaimed both v'nishim achas. What was the purpose of that kunz to recite both v'nishim achas? To treat it as a hekesh. Kol she'eshtem v'shamer, eshtem v'zoch, and shamer is aloy sasei, shamer pen v'al is aloy sasei. So Allah says, "Hishva kosev ishli ish lechalon shen Shabbat Torah." The women have that's a pasuk. Isha isha ki asim mikol mitzvah sa'odam, mikol chata sa'odam. So hishva kosev ishli ish lechalon shen Shabbat Torah. So for shamar, shamar is the Allah says not to do malocha on Shabbos. You know that women are muzer. So meila since zoch b'shamar b'dibrecha nemrus, I treat it like a hekesh. So the women are mechayev in kiddush as well. The Gemara never said about Havdalah. The Gemara just says Nashem Chayovis Bikiddush Hayom Dvar Torah. What's the story with Havdalah? So the Magid Mishnah says it's not so posh. Magid Mishnah says it depends. If Havdalah is the Rabbanon, so maybe women are not mechayev. Maybe yeah, maybe not. Or even if Havdalah is the Raisa, what is the mocker for the chiyuv of Havdalah? So the Rambam writes in the Perek Chof Tes Nuchel Shabbos that based on the same pasuk Zocher Sam Shabbos Lach Katsho. So Chreihu b'knisasa b'tziyasa. That Kiddush and Abdullah both learned that from the same pasuk from Zohar. So Kiddush and Abdullah both their rights are based on the same pasuk and Zohar v'sham v'dibrech nemru. So women are mechuyev in Kiddush. So women are mechuyev in Abdullah. It's exactly the same thing. But the Magen Mishnah says there are other Rishonim who agree with the Rambam that Abdullah is their rights, but not based on this pasuk. Based on a different pasuk. The Gemara Shavuah says La'havda ben haKodesh ben haChol. That from that pasuk is the marker. This pasuk is only the marker. Zachar Sam Shabbos Lekatsho is only the marker of Kiddush, and the marker of Havdalah is a different pasuk. So that other pasuk wasn't recited b'dibur echad together with Shomer. So maybe the women are only mechuyev in Kiddush because of Zachar v'Shomer b'dibur echad. Maybe the women are not mechuyev in Havdalah. So that's why the Magen Avraham says that's why a woman should always avoid reciting her own Havdalah. Because maybe the women are not mechuyev in Avdolah, maybe it'll be a bracha levatolah. The women always volunteer to say a bracha when they bench Esrig and when they sit in Sukkah, so why should it be different over here if the women are potter from Avdolah? They want to volunteer. Whenever they volunteer, mitzvah, they tell Svira, they say a bracha. So why shouldn't they be able to volunteer here? So the Magen Avraham gives a stretch of some kind of a svara why it's different. He says if she's performing a mitzvah, shaking a lulav in a conjunction with shaking a lulav, we say a bracha, so she says the bracha also. But over here, the whole mitzvah is the bracha, so for some reason or another, that's worse. Whatever. So the Magen Avraham quotes the Bach that women should avoid saying their own Havdalah and should always try to hear from a man. What happens if there is no man to say the Havdalah? So, bottom line, what are we paskin? So the Magen Avraham says, we paskin that women are mechuyev min hatorah and Havdalah. We paskin like the Rambam. Like Kiddush and Havdalah, both their eyes are based on Zohar, all the way like the Rambam. Kiddush and Abdullah both their Isa, based on the pasuk of Zohar. So women are mechuyev in Abdullah, just the exact same as same chiyuv as men. So Rabbi Kivega asked Akasha, what about Sfiras Oimer Bizman Hazeh? So Sfiras Oimer Bizman Hazeh is a machlokes harishonim. The Gemara in Menachos on Daf Samach Vav seems to have a machlokes samaroim. Is Sfira Soimer only deraisa bizman shei beis hamikdash shei kaim and they actually offer the mincha soimer, or even bizman hazeh should also be deraisa? So the Rambam seems to follow the Geonim. He never writes that Sfira Soimer changed, that bizman hazeh should only be mederabon. He writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs and the Mishnah Torah, writes all the dinim of Sfira Soimer. It sounds like he's rejected that svara. He holds like the other opinion of the Gemara. And Tosfos and the Ran, in the Ran, the last Ran on the Rif, on Maseches Pesachim, the Rif at the end of Pesachim quotes all the dinim of Sfiras Oimer. So the Ran there works with the Shita of Balei HaTosfos that Sfiras Oimer is man as only the Rabban. So how do we paskin bottom line halacha l'maisa? So the Rebbe Kivega says bottom line we paskin like Tosfos, Sfiras Oimer is only the Rabban, and bottom line we paskin that Havdolah is their Isa. So Rebbe Kivega comes up with the kasha that this svara kol apuki yomim miachrinon, that you save Havdolah for last. That's only if all other things are equal. But if you have this consideration that Sfira Soim of his manas is only the Rabbanah Havdalah is their Isa, so you should say Mikudish Meina Mikudish Mikudish Koy. So he blocks by Kash. He doesn't understand why the Shulchan Aruch paskens that first you count Sfira Soim and then you say Havdalah in order to delay, in order to postpone the Havdalah. Masa, it shouldn't look like you're trying to get rid of the Shabbos. So he asked the Kasha, it blocks by Kasha. He doesn't think we should do it like that. So he's assuming, Rabbi Kevegar, in asking the Kasha, is also assuming this assumption of the Tzla. Whenever one is obligated to fulfill two mitzvahs, one is a derais and one is the rabban. As far as he's concerned, it doesn't make a difference whether you do A or A, B or B, A. So you should do it, Mekudesh, Vein, Mekudesh, Mekudesh, Koidim. You should do first the mitzvah deraisa, then do the mitzvah derabban. So that's why he remains by Akasha, by the, why the Shulchan Aruch, why the Mechaber writes in Shulchan Aruch, you should first count Sfira, and then recite Havdalah, since we pass from bottom line, Sfira is their Rabbanah, Havdalah is their Isa, so we should really say Havdalah first. But over here in our Mishnah, the Tzlach has this comment. He thinks that the Teretz is that most normal people have already daven Maariv and Shul before they go home to recite Kiddush Alakos, so the Kiddush Alakos will only be the Rabbanah. He's assuming not like Rab Chaim Alosh. He's assuming that you take a yotze the Kiddush Bidvarim when you recite the Kiddush in Shul. And then Chasinach quotes this assumption from the Dogel Moldova. And he's bothered with Akasha. That how can you be yotze kiddush deraisa b'tfila? The Gemara in the last parak himself learns that from Gzeira Shava that you have to mention in kiddush deraisa zechel yitzias mitzrayim, and in the davening we don't mention that. In the kiddush we do mention, but in the kiddush b'tfila we only say zechel lebrias olam. Taklis masha shemayim v'oretz. That's about Bria Shemayim. We don't mention a word about Zechel Yetzias Mitzrayim. So that's his kasha. How can you say that you yotze kiddush b'tfila? It's really a kasha the Gemara says. That in the original, in the early generations, they were yotze the kiddush b'tfila. Then they said, Hamakadosh b'tfila tzorch lekadosh alakos also. Hamav the b'tfila tzorch the avdal alakos also. So that's the Minchas Kinos kasha. But he's also assuming, like the Dogma of Ovid, that you yotze kiddush, yotze kiddush b'tfila, and you don't have kavanah shelo lotzeis until you recite the kiddush alakos. So this is all what the Gemara does not say. So far we discussed what the Gemara does not. What does the Gemara say? That the machlok is b'shan and yisrael. Rav Soloveitchik raised another issue. How come the Gemara doesn't say hisvar? That when we learned daf lamed hey, we discussed it. Gemara says, "Also, Adam Shehihana Mirala Mazeh B'Lay Bracha, Lashem Horatzim Loya. The whole world belongs to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. And then Mirala Mazeh B'Lay Bracha Mual. It's considered Hegdish. It's considered Kodesh, and it's an Isa Meilo. And only after you recite the bracha, then the Yishalmi has the expression Berachos Zui Pidyayna. It's considered as if you pointed the Hegdish, and then it's Yotze L'Chulin, and then it's okay. So the din is that you can't recite Kiddush over tray for wine. Let's say a person will recite Kiddush over orla wine or kloy hakerem wine. So the Pashto says that it's not yotze the kiddush. It has to be kosher wine. So if you have wine that you didn't say bar piagofen yet, so it's tray for wine. So everybody should agree to the Beis Hillel. You got to say first bar piagofen to make the wine kosher. And after the wine is kosher, then you can discuss whether. Then you can begin to discuss reciting kiddush over the wine. So how come the Gemara didn't mention this svara? So he thought maybe you can press it into the Lashon HaGemara. It's very difficult. He thought maybe that's one of the svaras of the Beis Hillel. The Pashto says that it's not so. So it's taka guta kasha. So we said, we discussed, there's a machlokes harishonim, whether the oinen, mishemes muta lefanim, is not permitted to fulfill any mitzvahs, but at the same time is not permitted to violate any avera. So what about if he's interested in eating food? Do you say that he has to say a birchas hanenin in advance, otherwise in violation of the Isser? Also, Lord, Mishihana, Meralam, Azeb, Lai Brocha, they say no. It doesn't start off as an Isser, it starts off as a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah midirabbanan to recite a birchas hanenin. Whoever doesn't fulfill the mitzvah midirabbanan did an avera by not fulfilling the mitzvah midirabbanan. It's not an avera per se, also lohanes menolam hazeh. It's a mitzvah to recite a bracha, and you did wrong if you didn't say a bracha. But it doesn't start off, it's not macholos hasuris. That's really, so 99% of the Rishonim say that the oinen mishemes mutal lefanov is not permitted to recite birchas hanenin, because they assume that birchas hanenin starts off as a mitzvah, doesn't start off as an issur. Yeah. So the pashtus is, that's why the Gemara didn't bring up this svara of Rab Soloveitchik, because it's just not so. The Kolbo, according to the Kolbo, Yehav Kasha, Kolbo says that the oinen is obligated to recite birchas hanenin because he's not allowed to violate an issur, and also the hanes menolam hazeh b'la brachos. According to the Kolbo, has takasha. But we don't, the Kolbo is not only not accepted, lalach is not even mentioned in Shulchan Aruch. And every day they don't even quote it when they have the dinam of Misha Mesa Mutalafan. They don't even mention that anybody disagrees. So that kasha is not so difficult. What would taka the din be? Let's say a person will recite Kiddush over Tevel wine. So Tevel wine is treif. So he's not Yetzer the Kiddush. But he can be mafresh shumas and maisas. He can be mafresh shumas and maisas. Well, let's say, I don't know, leave out kiddush over tevel. Let that person says bar pri agafen. He's about to drink some wine, says bar pri agafen, middle of the week. And then he realizes that it's tevel. So he's not allowed to drink it until he's mafresh shumas and maisas. Is he allowed to be mafresh now in between the birchas hanenin and in the eating? He has no choice. Would it be considered a hefsek? So the Gemara would probably say no, because the Gemara said before, Kvil Leture, here, Amem Amaral, the Gemara says, if the person says, Havi Melach, please bring me some salt, so the Gemara said, that's not really a hefsik, because he wants to have out of Kavod HaBracha, Havi O Melach, Havi O Lifton, he wants to dip the bread into the Lifton, he wants to put some salt on it, that it should taste better. So that's Tzarech HaSuda, or he has to feed the animals first. Not allowed to eat. And the Satya is the Sot Chodav Hem Tocha, the Hodav Yachal, the Savot, to the top of Mem Amin Aleph. So to say, Gvil Leture, prepare some food for the oxen. So that's, Lechat Chir, he should have prepared everything in advance before he says the Birchas Hanen. But if it's, he already said the Hamoitzi, and then he realized he didn't take care of the Behemoth yet, so he can give instructions, that's not a Hefsek. So if a person, let's say, said Barpi Adam on the vegetables, a Barpi Weitz, a Barpi Agofen on the wine. Then he realizes that it's Tevil, so if it'll be Mafrish, the Trumas and Mises, it probably will be Loigora from Gvil Leture. It probably should not be considered a Hefsik. The only question is that we had a din in the Gemara that whenever you recite a Bracha on something, a Birchas Hanenin, you're supposed to hold it in your right hand. What if you hold it in your left hand? So the diavid you yotze. What if you didn't hold it? It's on the plate. The diavid it's also good. What if it's not even lefanov? What if the food is not even lefanov? So the Rambam, I think, is the one who says that if the food is lefanov, is good. But if the food is not even lefanov, then it's no good. In Yiddish folklore, they used to tell a story about the father bought an orange. So it was a rare thing to have an orange in Europe. The father bought an orange, he saved up so much money, and he had a child that he loved very much, and the child kept on nagging the father, Daddy, give me the orange, I want to eat the orange. And the father said, no, we're saving it for whatever. Saving it for Yontem, saving it for Shabbos, I don't know. Well, mommy needs the orange for her health, whatever. And then finally, the child forces the father to give him the orange. He says, Bar Pri Hoitz. He says the whole bracha Bar Pri Hoitz. So the father's not going to let the kid sit with a bracha l'matola. So he has to give him the orange. In order that the bracha shouldn't be a bracha l'matola. According to the Rambam, the whole story is not correct. Because the kid, it's Eina Lefanov. It's Eina Lefanov, and he doesn't even know where it is. The father hid it somewhere. So the bracha wouldn't be chal. It's a bracha levatola anyway. He's going to have to say another bar prayates anyway. But the Rambam is the one who says that even if you didn't pick it up with your right hand, even if you didn't pick it up at all, the bracha is good as long as the Lefanov is not. Lefanov is not good. What if it is Lefanov, but it's Tevel? The food is Lefanov, but the food is Tevel. And he says a bracha bar pi agofen on the wine shall teven a bar pi hadoma, whatever it happens to be. Then he realizes, he says hamoitzi on the challah, and then he realizes he wasn't mafrish challah yet. And the thing is tevel. So he has to be mafresh now. So the hafrasha per se will not be a hepsik. That's like vila turin. But the question is, maybe the birchas hanenin won't be any good even b'di'evet. Maybe the birchas hanenin should be like eino lefanov. The fact that it's lefanov, but it doesn't help. It's also b'achila. That's the shaila. Is that considered lefanov or not? So I think the Emek Bracha raises this issue. So he quotes in Shulchan Aruch, they quote the Yerushalmi, that you're not supposed to say a bracha on something that's not lefanov. So the Yerushalmi says, what if a person wants to drink by the water faucet? So he says, Shehakal Nibidvarai, the water that he's going to drink isn't here yet. It's going to come later. A person wants to scoop up some water from the river. The river is flowing, the water is flowing. So he's going to say, Shachal Nibidvar, if he puts his hands in and he holds it like this, and he says, Shachal Nibidvar, the water is lefanov, but it's most of the water is going to fall out of his fingers. So he says, Shachal Nibidvar, then he picks up, scoops up the water, and then he sips it like this. So the water that he scoops up wasn't lefanov at the time. The water is flowing the whole time. So the water wasn't lefanov at the time that he said the beginning of the bracha. Yerushalmi raises an issue. It's not lefanov. So Yerushalmi says, no. We know the water is flowing. We know the faucet is going to work. We know the water cooler. We know the way it works. That's called lefanov. So I think the Emek Bracha says over here also, if it's my tevel, and I'm the balabos, and I have the ability to be mafrish, shemestama, that's also like lefanov. Since I have the ability to be mafresh very easily, I'll be mafresh chala, mafresh shumas and maisis, and so on. So that's mestama also considered lefan. Shaila, would it be good by kiddush? This I don't know. If the person is going to say kiddush on the wine, and it turns out that it's tevel, and then he's going to be mafresh before he drinks it. So that's also good. I declare that when you mafish shumas and maisis, it's not chal retroactively. It's chal mikana labal. And mafish chal also. Chal is chutzlar, as we said, maybe that it's chal mafreya. But chal is aretz, is not chal mafreya for sure not. So that's a shayla. That's a shayla. Let's say at the time that the person said kiddush on the chal, he said kiddush on the wine, it was tevel. And then he's mafish it later. So is that also good? Abichas hanenin, it's probably good. I don't know if it would be good for kiddush. Rav Soloveitchik assumed in his kasha that if you hold asa lahanas merolam hazeh b'loy bracha, that it starts off with an isus, of course you have to say bar pi agof in the first. You say kiddush over tray for wine, so the whole kiddush you're not yetzeh, it's tray for wine. I later on you'll be matrid before you drink it. That's not going to help.
You see, Mishami holds up like that.
Yep.
The kiddush first and this, you see, the whole
Maybe that he suggested. Maybe that goof is the machlekes b'shamay v'sil. What's the nature of the takonas birchas anenin? That b'shamay holds. It's a mitzvah to recite the bracha. B'sil hold that it's a matir. It's a matir. Sure, but if b'sil would always say like that, do b'sil always say that you have to say the bar piagofen first all the time? That's what we do by birchas erisin and by birchas nisuin. And by Bris, Asher Kiddush, he did me betan, he said the bar piagofen first. The top Taisus on Nun Beis Amin Aleph points out that there is one case in the middle of the Taisus, in the Maishan Libi Kiddush, Ba'avdol, Merochim, Koidem ala Yayin. According to Beis Hillel, you always say bar piagofen first, except for benching ala kos. By benching ala kos, you say first the benching, and then say the bar piagofen afterwards. So Taisus says, Maishna. So they give it Teretz. So that's the way Rav Soloveitchik was trying to press into the Gemara, that's the reason for Beis Hillel, because it's tray for wine, that's why you must say Barab Yagofen first, because tray for wine, you can't be able to bracha lakaz if it's tray for wine. So how can you ever have an exception to the rule? How can Beis Hillel say? That gives the whole reason why. What are you going to do? If you first say Barab Yagofen and then you say the whole benching, so the benching is a declaration of Hesach Hadas Okanav Shemishtiya, you're declaring that you're not going to eat anymore, you're not going to drink anymore. So then you're going to have to say another bar piagofen after you finish benching. So what do you gain by saying the bar piagofen before? So that's the one exception to the rule. That's the one exception to the rule that we first say the bracha lakos and then we say the bar piagofen at the end. In all other cases, Bisil will say that you say the bar piagofen in the beginning. But from the fact that you have an exception to the rule, that shows that that's not the svara of Bisil. Yeah, okay. So we assume the way we pass in Laloha that the Oinen does not recite Bichas Anen, and so the whole problem is Nishkin problem.
Also, there's the Tosus in Kol Shah that says matzah, talking about matzah being tevel, but like if you eat enough matzah, then it wouldn't be a problem to eat this in the Kiddush. if you have enough, drink enough wine.
No, Tosfos said you need shalachem. Tosfos assumes so, yeah, that matzah you need shalachem.
Right, but it wouldn't be a problem.
So the percentage that you're giving to the, have to give to the kohen, percentage you have to give to the levi is not shalachem. So if he only eats a kazais, he didn't need a kazais, that shalachem. So they say he'll eat two kazaisim. We'll eat two kazaisim. So he ate one kazais that was shalachem. Right.
So, but that's not an issue with kiddush at all. Does that be shalachem?
Kiddush, you don't need shalachem, right? Matzah is special din. The Gemara seems like it says you need shalachem.
But the issue that it's treif matzah doesn't seem to be.
No, the Gemara says treif matzah. That's why you're not yotze. So Tosfos says, what do you have to give the reason of treif matzah? Why don't you say it's not shalachem? Because a certain percentage belongs to the kohanim and to the levim. So the answer, that's correct. But he's going to eat so much that even after taking off that 2% for the kohen, 10% for the levi, and 9% for the ma'aser sheni, which is not moment bailam, it's moment gavaya, he still ate a kazais. He'll eat the kazais and a half. Yeah. The reason the Gemara gives is that you're not yetzer with treif matzah. So Tosfos says, well, you need that reason, you have the other reason, that it's not shalachim. Yeah, we pointed out that the Tosfos sounds like they're saying, anun beis amanav, the only exception to the rule is really bichas hamazon al hakos. In every other case, Basila would say, and they give the reason why, because bichas hamazon is a declaration of hesach hadas, that you finished eating everything. So from Tosfos would appear that every other case, Tosfos says, according to Basila, you should say the bar piyagofen first. We have on Pesach night, two of the arba kosis, we say bar piyagofen after. After Asher Geolon of Golos Havasenim in time, then you say Bar Piyagofen after, instead of saying before. And then the Bichas Hashir, when we finish the Halal after the meal, so the Gemara, the Mishnah says, Imsach, you have to recite Bichas Hashir over the fourth cup of wine. The Bichas Hamazon recited over the third cup of wine, and the fourth cup of wine, we recite Bichas Hashir. The Gemara says, my Bichas Hashir. So one opinion is that it's Nishmas Kochai, and the other opinion is that it's Yishtabach. So we say both. We say the other opinion is that it's Yehalalucha. Yehalalucha is normally recited at the conclusion of Hallel. And the other opinion, so we finish the Hallel, so you say Yehalalucha. And then the other opinion is that you say Nishmas Kol Chai through Yishtaba. So there also, if it's a Bracha Lakos, according to Beis Hillel, you ought to have said the Bracha Gofen first, and then recite the Yehalalucha with Nishmas Kol Chai afterwards. And we don't do that. So that's a question. That's a problem. Tosfos sounds like they're saying the only exception to the rule is the Bichas Hamazon.
And this is the svara that we can't make the bracha beforehand, you make it after. It's as if you made it before.
So why can't you say before?
There's a svara why you can't say it before. Basically, you're not nidal yet. You're not this. You have to see. You have to first say the kula. Then you make the bari priyato. It's a gear, that's svara. Then it'll help a rebbe with fire, just like we make a bracha. Say that according to Rashi.
Okay. So Tosfos, he sees something very interesting. What Tosfos says: the fellow's going to say bar piyagofen over a cup of wine. Then he's going to say bichas hamazon. Bichas hamazon. He's mesiach das from eating all the bread and all the food in the meal, but not, he's not mesiach das from drinking the wine. So Tosfos says, since he declares, he recites bichas hamazon, so that's a hesach hadas on everything. Let's say a person is eating pastry and coffee. I don't know, maybe that's a bad example. Let's say he's having vegetables and a drink. So he says bar piyadam and the vegetables. Then he says shahakal on the drink. And then he says burn the fashas at the end. He wants to burn the fashas to cover all the vegetables, but he wants the shahakal to linger on because he wants to have a sucking candy in his mouth. But he doesn't want to put the sucking candy in now because he wants to burn the fashas. He wants to burn the fashas for the vegetables that he ate. So he wants to burn the fashas only to serve for the ho'adama. But he doesn't want it to serve as a bracha achrayna for the shahakal. He wants the shahakal to continue. He wants to continue drinking on later. So from Tosfos, you get the impression that once you said a bracha achrayna bichas hamazon that covers everything, so you can't have a shiur in your mind. I have a mind that I only want the bichas hamazon to go on everything else other than the wine. That's what it sounds like from Tosfos. This shaila is a machlekes chazanish, another achrayna. What's the din? If a person has in mind that he wants the bracha achrayna only to go on part of what he ate, he doesn't want it to go on everything. think the Chazon Ish is the one who says that you can do like that. So we have to look up how does he read the Tosfos. The simple reading of the Tosfos is the one to say Birchas Hamazon. It's a Hesach Okanavshe Mishtia. Even though he said a Bar Piagofen b'miyuchad on the wine, he's going to have to say another Bar Piagofen after the benching. So I have to look up how does Chazon Ish read the Tosfos. I don't remember. So let's see again. So we just discussed all the logical possibilities that don't appear in the Gemara. What does the Gemara explain about the Machlokes? And the Gemara quotes a Tosef to Tana Advar, Tana Rabbanon, Dvarm Shedem Beishame Bisil Besuda. So the first one is the Kiddush. Beishame Ram Mevorach Alayam Achakach Mevorach Alayayin. Why? Why first Kiddush? Shehayom Gorim Layayin Sheyavo. He's not really interested in drinking wine. Let's say many people don't drink wine all week long. We just drink wine when we recite Kiddush and Abdullah. So we're not really interested in drinking wine. I'm performing two mitzvahs, reciting Kiddush and Brichas Hanenin, but they're not two independent mitzvahs. One mitzvah is really tofel to the other. One is the ikar, one is the tofel. The only reason, the only motivation to drink wine is in order to recite Kiddush. If not for the fact that I'm saying Kiddush, I wouldn't be drinking wine. I normally don't drink wine. So that's what the Bishamai say, when you have two mitzvahs, one mitzvah stands independently, and the other mitzvah is only a function of the first mitzvah. It doesn't really exist independently, since Hayom Gorin L'Yayin Shayavah, it's because he's saying Kiddush, that's why he wants to have wine. To recite the Kiddush Alayayin, he would normally not be drinking wine in the beginning, before the meal begins. He would normally not be drinking wine here. So therefore, that's considered more Mekudosh, I guess. Yeah, Mekudosh, Mein Mekudosh, Mekudosh Kodim. If you have two mitzvahs to perform A and B, so the one that's more Choshuv, the one that's Iker, one is an Iker, one is a Tafel. So the mitzvah that's a Tafel is the mitzvah that's a function of the other mitzvah. It doesn't really exist independently. That's the first svar. Then we give another svar at number two, Krakidush Hayom, Badayin Yayin Lobo. When did he become obligated to recite the two brachas? So the Kiddush, you become obligated from the minute you mekabel Shabbos. Kiddush Hayom, whenever you mekabel Shabbos, what does Rashi say? Kiddush Hayom, mishikiblo olav, if you mekabel Shabbos early, omi tzeisak kuchav. Let's say the guy was not mekabel Shabbos. Shabbos sets in whether he wants it to or not. Rashi says, either mishikiblo, omi tzeisak kuchav. The simple reading in the Rashi is that you can only recite Kiddush after it's already Shabbos. The Rambam sounds like he doesn't accept the whole idea of Tosef Shabbos at all. He says on Yom Kippur, on Shvisa Sosa, the Rambam writes, there's a mitzvah min HaTorah to be Moisim Echolol HaKodesh by Yom Kippur, Lefanel, Yachreho, and that's all. He never quotes it by Shabbos, never quotes it by Yom. The Samachrenim say, according to the Rambam, the Stechemen has a long arichas and quotation on this topic. The Samachrenim say, according to the Rambam, you're not obligated to be Moisim Mecholel HaKodesh by Shabbos and Yontif outside of Yom Kippur, but if you are Moisif, it'll be Chal Min HaTor. Other Achrenim say, no, you have no source to say that, but if you're Moisim Mecholel HaKodesh, it'll be Chal Min HaRabban. Other Achrenim say, you have no source to say that either. The simple reading of the Rambam, there is no Tosefis, period. It just doesn't exist Tosefis. You're not Mechuyiv, and it's not Chal, not Min HaTor, not HaRabban, it's a Gonish Min Gonish. You know, if you are Mekabel Tosef Shabbos, it's just not Chal. So the question is, but the Gemara says earlier on Chav Zayin, Rav Tzodesh al Shabbos, Derev Shabbos, the Yisda Davin Mayrev early after Plaga Mincha. So the Rambam says, because Rav Yehuda says he can always daven after Mayrev after Plaga Mincha, and even though all week long we don't follow that opinion, but for the Kovet Shabbos, we want to start the meal early, whatever. So we allow people to daven Mayrev after Plaga Mincha. So the Gemara has a shaila: if you're going to daven Mayrev early after Plaga Mincha, can you recite Kiddush also after Plaga Mincha when the sun is still shining? So the Gemara says yes. Where's that Gemara? And Chav Zayin on the base. On the first, we have narrow lines, then the lines become wide. So the last narrow line says, Rav Tzodesh al Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. He davened Mayrev early. Then the first wide line, Rav Tzodesh al Shabbos Be'er Shabbos. He davened Mayrev early. Did he say Kiddush or not? I'm a Kiddush al HaKos, I'm a Kiddush al HaKos. Toshma, they say yes, I'm a Kiddush al HaKos. And that's how we paskin. You can say Kiddush Alakos. So according to Rashi, the way Rashi sounds, that the obligation to recite Kiddush sets in. Mishi Kiddush Hayom means either Mishi Kiblo Alov or Mitzei Sakron, whenever Shabbos is Chal. Either be Yom Kabbal Tasefer Shabbos or when it becomes Tzei Sakron. So Rashi holds that there is a concept of Tasefer Shabbos is Nicha. So you can say Kiddush Mevod Yom. But according to the Rambam, how do you recite Kiddush before the sun sets? If it doesn't exist even in the Rabbanah, there's no such concept as Tosefer Shabbos at all. So the Rambam himself poses the question, and he gives the answer in the Mishnah Torah. The Rambam explains the din, the obligation to recite Kiddush is not on Shabbos. He says, Samach l'knisoso l'fonecha oliachreha. Soon about the time, you can't say Kiddush on Shabbos morning and say, I'm Yotzei Kiddush. No, you should recite Kiddush the Araisa. You should recite the Kiddush the Knisas HaShabbos Samach LeKnisas HaShabbos or LeFanel LeAchreel, soon before the Tzeisa Kerchavim or soon after the Tzeisa Kerchavim. When you come home from Shul, you should be Friday night, you should recite Kiddush right away. You shouldn't spend a lot of time in conversation. You should recite Kiddush right away. Samach LeKnisas. So the Rambam says Samach LeKnisas Either lefan of all the achrot, soon before Kabbalah Shabbos or after. The Loshon HaGemara sounds more like Rashi over here on Nun Aleph and Beis. The Gemara says the second explanation for Beis Shammai. Why do they hold that you first recite the Kiddush, then you recite the Bar Pi Hagafim? Kvar Kiddush Hayoyim V'Adayin Yayin Lo Bo. Shabbos already set in, and therefore that was Mechayiv him to recite the Kiddush. It sounds from the Gemara that the Mechayiv to recite Kiddush is the Kiddush Hayoyim. So Rashi translates the simple pshat. Rambam doesn't understand the Kiddush Hayoyim. The Tchilas Hayoyim of Knisas HaShabbos is Mechayiv. Samach L'Knisasa. L'Fanel Yachrev. Rambam does not learn like Rashi. Slightly modified. So what's the second svara of the Gemara to explain Beis Shammai's opinion? Why it makes sense to recite the Kiddush first, Bar Pi Hagafen second? Because you're not supposed to say any Birchas Hanen and the Tilla food is in front of you. The Rama holds it, even by the evidence, no good. You say the Birchas Hanen and say, Eino Lefano. So the Gemara says, Vadayin Yain Loibo. You don't have any wine on the table. It's not Lefano. He's not in Mariv and Shul when he's in the Kabbal Shabbos. So he's not, there is no Chiv to recite Bar Pi Hagafen yet. But there is already a Chiv to recite Kiddush. So whenever you have two mitzvahs to perform A and B, should you perform them first A and then B? Should you perform them B and then A? So the Gemara's second rule is, the first rule was, whenever one mitzvah is Iker, one is Tafel, so you should perform the Iker first and the Tafel second. How do you determine what's an Iker, what's a Tafel? The Iker means the mitzvah that exists independently. The Tafel means the mitzvah is a function of the other mitzvah. The only reason why, the whole motivation to drink wine is Hayom Garm L'Yayin Sheyava. The only reason why I'm drinking wine on Friday night is in order to recite Kiddush. All week long I don't drink wine. So the whole reason why I have a mitzvah Bar Pi Hagafen on wine is because I want to say Kiddush. So the Kiddush is really the Iker, and the Bar Pi Hagafen, the Birchas Hanen, is really the Tafel here. So that's like Mekudosh Veinu Mekudosh, Mekudosh Kodesh. The mitzvah that's the Iker mitzvah should be performed first. The second svara, the Gemara gives a new svara. You go in chronological order. Like they tell over the story that there was an Oifruf and a Bar Mitzvah by the Satmar Rebbe, so they didn't know who should get the first Aliyah, so they said they should ask who's older. The chosin is older, the bar mitzvah is older. Here also the Gemara is saying, go in chronological order. Which mitzvah did you become mechuyev to perform earlier? So the Gemara says, kvar kiddush hayoyim. When it was mekabel Shabbos, either Rashi says, mishikib lolavam mitzvah sakachavim. So the chiyev set in to recite kiddush. And the chiyev to recite bar pi hagafen only sets in when you have the food, when you have the wine on the table. It has to be lefonav. So the obligation to recite kiddush is older than the obligation to recite the Birchas Hanen, and it came first. So therefore, if you're performing the two mitzvahs, the Vasachas, B'mayim Erechot, you should do them in that order, in the chronological order, which you became obligated to fulfill the two mitzvahs.
You set up a time to learn, they come together.
Yeah, but his obligation... Yeah. But the obligation to recite the Kiddush set in when Shabbos began. Kvar Kiddush Hayom, he was nischayv to recite the Kiddush with the Knisus Hayom. So the obligation to fulfill Kiddush came earlier. His fulfilling of the Kiddush is coming now. He didn't fulfill it yet. The obligation preceded the obligation to say the Birchas Hanen. Birchas Hanen, you're only obligated when the food is on the table in front of you and you're planning to drink the wine. So the Gemara has a new svara that if you have two mitzvahs to perform and you don't have any other considerations, which one to do first, so you should go in chronological order. That's what there's a long discussion in the Dvar Avram. The Moel has two brisin on the same day. One is a milah bismana and one is a milah that was nitcha from a month ago. So which one should he perform first? So he has a whole, he has a chiddush that you should perform first the milah shaloi bismana, then the milah bismana. And the thrust of his argument is, he thinks that the milah bismana is really zmana kol ayayim. The only reason why you run to do it in the morning after shachris is riz magdim la mitzvah. So if you do it in the afternoon, so you'll just fail the fulfillment of Ziz Magdina Mitzvah, but it's still going to be Mila Bizmana all day long. Kol Ayom Kulay Ishmini, as opposed to the Mila Shaloi Bizmana. So you had all day long on the Yom HaShmini last month. When the baby was 8 days old, the whole day long was Yom HaShmini, but the doctor said the baby is not up to it then, so they had to postpone. So once the doctor said the baby is fit to perform, is healthy enough to do the Bris Mila, so the Dvar Avram claims, based on a Rambam, that you have to do it at the earliest moment. And you're not allowed to postpone at all. And if you postpone, then you're mevatel a mitzvah. Even though the end is going to be, well, I'm going to fulfill the mitzvah. That constitutes bitla mitzvah. If you don't perform the mitzvah's milah immediately when you have the first chance to, so that's a bitla mitzvah. So the ma'aseh, the minhag olam is not like the Dvar Avram. The minhag olam is that you first perform the milah bizmana, then you perform the milah shloi bizmana. So why do you do it like that? So the Dvar Avram has a whole, in his first sefer, it has three halakim. So in the first volume, he came up with his chiddush that you should first perform the milu shaloi bismana if it's 1 mile. You should first do the milu shaloi bismana, then you should do the milu bismana because you're over b'chol rega. On the milu bismana, it's mana kalayam, it's just an issue of reason. But on the milu shaloi bismana, you're over b'chol rega. If you'll postpone for a half an hour, it'll be considered bitla mitzvah, even though you fulfill the mitzvah later. That's what the Chazanish talks about, others talk about. There is sometimes a mitzvah that you mechuyev to do at the first available opportunity. And if you dilly-dally, let's say you get married, you have children. So people postpone having children, so there's room to say that even if they have a dozen children later on, there's room to say they're a mevatel mitzvah, because they had an opportunity to fulfill the mitzvah earlier and they didn't do it, so it doesn't help that they did the mitzvah later. Chazon Ish wants to say that by very mitzvah chamura, mitzvah chashuvos, postponing constitutes possibly a bitla mitzvah, even if you fulfill it later, you're not yet. So that's over here. That's what the Dvar Avram raises such a possibility based on Rishonim. Milu shaloi bismano. If you postpone, even though ultimately you're going to do it, you're going to do it an hour later. You'll do the milu shaloi bismano an hour later. No, there's room to say postponing for an hour constitutes a bitla mitzvah, and it doesn't help that he's mal the baby an hour later. So that's what he writes in the first chelik. Then many rabbanim disagreed with him. The ma'aseh the minhag is not like him. Ma'aseh the minhag is that you do first the milu bismano. And they corresponded with him. So in the second volume, he tries to defend his position, but he quotes all the letters that the others wrote there. So some others, they quoted that the classical poskim from earlier generations said not like him. So some of them said the argument, like the first argument of the Beis Shammai, if you have two mitzvahs to perform, one is a mitzvah b'shleimusa, one is a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa, the milah b'zman is a mitzvah b'shleimusa, the milah b'zman is a mitzvah shalom b'shleimusa. So the Hasvara Nosenes, that Mekudesh Ve'ena Mekudesh Mekudesh Kodem, that you should perform the mitzvah B'Shleim Musa first, and then only perform the mitzvah Shlo B'Shleim Musa second. This is one Svara that some of the others argued with the Dvar Avram. And others raised the second Svara over here from the Beis Shammai, that the mitzvah, this Svara to support the Dvar Avram, that the mitzvah to be mal, the baby from a month ago, that preceded, chronologically that came first. That baby was mechuyev in milah a month ago. The only thing is that the baby wasn't up to it. So, in his rachmana patre. And the other baby only became mechuyev to be mal the other baby today. So, they said maybe that Dvar Avram is right, but lav mitaimei, not because of his consideration, because of this consideration. If you're mechuyev to perform two mitzvahs, and one mitzvah you became mechuyev earlier, the other mitzvah became mechuyev later, and you want to do both in the same day, and as far as you're concerned, you could do A, B, or B, A. So you should do them in the chronological order in which you became obligated to perform them. So the mitzvah to do the bris on the baby that was born a month ago, was chal, that chiyuv to do that bris was chal before the chiyuv to do the second bris. That's not the svara that the Rav Ram says. He said a different svara, that you're over b'chol rega. If you postpone on the middle shlov b'zman, you're over b'chol rega. But this is a different svara to come to the same conclusion with lab mitame. But the Gemara has such a svara. Kar kiddush hayom adayin yayin loibo. They had the obligation to recite kiddush was chal, set in way earlier. The obligation to recite perp yagofen set in later. So these are the two arguments of the Beis Shammai. First argument is that the kiddush is the gorim le'yayin sheyavah. The whole reason, the whole motivation to drink wine is just in order to enable me to recite the kiddush. I'm not really interested in drinking wine independently. So that's like an ikir and a tuffel. So the mitzvah, that's the ikir, is considered like mekudish. Mekudish v'en mekudish, mekudish kodesh. And the second verse is going chronological order. So Beis Shammai have two arguments. Bisila loimrim, Misila disagree the whole praket. Mevorach al hayayin v'chakach mevorach al hayom. Why is that? Shehayayin gorim l'kedusha shetayomer. The same svara that the Beis Shammai, the same as the first svara Beis Shammai. If you have two mitzvahs, one is an ikar, one is a tofel. So the one that's the ikar is like mekudish, mekudish mechaveroi. So whereas the Beis Shammai say, the whole motivation to drink the wine is only because I'm saying kiddush. 6 days a week I don't drink wine. Only on Shabbos with kiddush and Abdullah. So obviously the wine is a tofel to the kiddush. So the Basil say the same svar in the reverse. Shehayayin garm lekedusha shetayom. I already said kiddush betfila. So why do I, what am I saying kiddush al hayayin for? If you have yayin, this is mechayiv you midirabbanon. Even though that was a takana to say kiddush betfila, mekadosh betfila, choizem mevorach al hakos. So it's because of the kos of yayin that he's saying kiddush a second time. By most people who've already davened Myra first. So as the yayin is garm lekedusha shetayomer. The whole reason why he's saying kiddush al hayayin is because they have yayin. So faker. The bar piagofen is what enables you to recite the kiddush a second time. That's mechayiv to say kiddush a second time. So that's the gorim. Whichever one is the gorim, so that should be considered the ikar. So that they're using the same rule as rule number one of Beis Shammai, but they're arguing in the reverse direction. And then Dover Acher, another svara, Birchas Hayayin Tadir, Birchas Hayayin Mena Tadir, Tavashena Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. Bar Piagov, and you can say all week long, the kid is only once a week. So that's Tavashena Tadir, Tadir Kaidim. In the Beis Hillel, in the Beis Shammai, they didn't say Dover Acher. Beis Shammai gave one reason, and then he said, with Avov, Krakidish Hayam, Adan Yain Loibo. With Avov, Svara A and Svara B, two totally different svaras. In Beis Hillel, they give one svara, taking the first svara Beis Shammai, reversing it backwards, and then they say dover acher bichas hayayin tadira. So that's the question: why does it say dover acher? Let it just say ubirchas hayayin like avov, like the Beis Shammai said with avov for the second svara. So Beis Hillel should also say with avov ubirchas hayayin tadira. Why do they use the expression dover acher? So the Gemara is going to work on that. Why they say dover acher? Then the Brisa concludes, V'alocha k'dibre b'sila. The Tosefta ends off, V'alocha k'dibre b'sila. Fine. Reg the Gemara, my dover acher. Why did they use the Loshon dover acher? The Beis Shammai had two reasons, and they said avov before the second reason. They didn't say dover acher. It's obvious that the first reason is separate, and the second reason is separate. Two unrelated reasons. So Beis Hillel also has two unrelated reasons. So the Gemara says, Navachitei Mahasam Tarti V'Hacha Chodo. Beis Shammai gave two arguments. So Beis Hillel took the first of the two arguments and they said, Mehai Taima, the opposite. Which is Gorim to which? So whereas the Beis Shammai said, Hayom Gorim Le'Yayin Sheyavoi. 6 days a week he doesn't drink wine. The only reason why he's drinking wine is because he wants to be Yotze Kiddush. So the Kiddush is Gorim for the Yayin. So the Beis Hillel reverse it and they say, no, the Yayin is Gorim to the Kiddush. He already said Kiddush B'Tfilo. The only reason why he's saying Kiddush a second time is because he has Yayin. So they take this first Svara Beis Shammai and they say it really applies in the opposite direction. So that's what the Gemara says. V'chitei mahasam tarti Beis Shammai gave two reasons. And Beis Hillel only took one of the two and they reversed it. So he's still left with the second reason of the Beis Shammai. So it's one argument of the Beis Shammai, one argument of the Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai thought they had two arguments. So Beis Hillel takes the first one and says, Mehai time is the reverse. But you still have the second argument of the Beis Shammai. So it's one against one. So the Gemara said, "V'chitei mahasam tarti v'hachachada." Beis Shammai gave two arguments, and Beis Hillel just took one of them and reversed it, but you still have the second argument. So it's even; it's one against one. So how did the Beis Hillel decide that they should outweigh the second argument of the Beis Shammai? So the answer is no. Chanami tarti ninu. Beis Hillel took the first argument of Beis Shammai exactly the same, and they presented it in the reverse order, and the Beis Shammai has an additional argument, Beis Hillel has an additional argument. That's Dabar Acher. I have another independent argument, and it comes out I have two Hezber. Chanami tartin nina b'chzei antidira, etc. Todar v'shein etodar, todar koidah. Then the Gemara wants to know, why does the Tosefta conclude halacha k'diri Beis Hillel pshito? The Basco came out and said that the halacha is always like Beis Hillel. So the Gemara says, either this is a very old brisa that was composed before the days that the Basco came out, Iboiseim Koidim Basco, but the Iboiseim, or perhaps, maybe this Tosefta was composed after the Basco. But maybe the author of the Tosefta is one who follows the opinion of Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua had a lot of machloikis with Rabbi Elezer. And the Gemara tells Rashi on the top line, says, Gemara in Hazov tells the story about the Tana Shalach Noi. Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Shua, they had a big maimed, they had public debate, and Rabbi Elezer said, "The Amas Amayim Yochichu, let the river prove that I'm right." So the river started to flow backwards. Then he said, "Kosla Beis Hamedush Yochichu," and he said, "The trees will prove that I'm right." So the trees all fell down out of respect for Rabbi Elezer. And then the walls of the Beis Medush started to tilt it. And then Rabbi Shua started to scream at the walls, "What are you getting involved in the Maim Achalekas, Rabbi Elezer?" So they stopped. They were tilting in, so they stopped bleeding. He stopped out of respect for Rabbi Shua. So then the Basco came out from heaven. Rabbi Elezer said, "The heaven will say that I'm right." First he said, "The river will say." Then he said, "The trees will say that I'm right." Then he said, "The walls of the Beis Medrash." And Rabbi Shua screamed at the walls of the Beis Medrash, "What are you getting involved?" Then he said, "The heaven will say that I'm right." So the Basco came out and said, "How does anybody argue with Rabbi Elezer? Halacha ki Rabbi Elezer b'chol malka." So Rabbi Shua said, "We don't listen to the trees, and we don't listen to the water, and we don't listen to the Basco, lo b'shamayim." So just like Rabbi Shua says, Eimash Gichem the Baskol, in his argument with Rabbi Elezer, even though the Baskol said, Halacha Ki Rabbi Elezer B'chol Malkim, similarly, the Baskol that came out and said, Halacha Ki Divrei Beis Hillel, also, Rabbi Shua would not follow that Baskol either. So that's why the Brayis has to say, on this particular case, Halacha Ki Beis Hillel. On other cases, not necessarily. Maybe the din will not always be like Beis Hillel. But in this case, Halacha Ki Beis Hillel. Because we usually would not follow any Baskel. So this is the famous Tosfos discussion. The top Tosfos has a discussion. Well, how do we Paskin? So in the many disputes between Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua, we always follow Rabbi Yeshua, because they mashgichim the Baskel. And all the debates between Mishayim and Bisil, we only Paskin like Bisil on this one? No, we Paskin like Bisil on all of them. Why? Because of the Baskel. So how come this Paskel we do listen to and that Baskel we don't listen to? That's Tosfos Kasha. So they discuss it. They discuss the Kasha in a few places. So in one place Tosfos says, because Rabbi Elezer asked for the Basco, he said Amas Amayim Tochiach, and the trees, the Ilana should be Yochiach, and the Kosla Beis Hamedrash should be Yochiach. Then he said Min Hashamayim Yochichu. He calls upon the heavens to say that he's right. So the heavens say, how do you argue with Rabbi Elezer? Everything he says is right. Mishum Kvodu Shul Rabbi Elezer, he asked for a Baskel, so the Baskel came out and says, right, Bishame Bisil, no one asked for a Baskel. The Baskel came out and gave its testimony on its own, so that's a better Baskel. A Baskel that the Bisil didn't ask for the Baskel, so you can't say that the Baskel came out only Mishum Kvodu Shul Bisil. But the Baskel of Rabbi Elezer, that's the one that the Gemara says, Eimash Gichna Baskel. So then Tosfos is bothered with Akasha, so if there's a difference, or Tosfos over here gives another distinction, we'll have to work on it soon. So then Tosfos says, if there's a difference already between the one Baskel and the other, so how does the Gemara say that the Braisa, maybe the Braisa was authored after the Baskel, but the Braisa follows Rabbi Shua's opinion, who just disregards all Baskels? No, Rabbi Shua only said you disregard that kind of Baskel. That was a weaker Baskel, because Rabbi Elezer called upon Men HaShamayim Yochichu, because of the reason that Tosfos explains, whatever. But the Baskel by Bisil of Bishama, that was a better Baskel. That was a better Baskel. So Tosfos and Achanami, when the Gemara says Rabbi Yeshua, it means it goes like Rabbi Yeshua, and this Tana goes a giant step past what Rabbi Yeshua said. Rabbi Yeshua maybe would only say Emash Gichman Baskel. In that case, And the Gemara is saying over here that it's even like along the lines of Rabbi Yeshua, but it's even further. This Tana goes like Rabbi Yeshua, but even surpasses Rabbi Yeshua's opinion, even in this case. Yeah. Our Tosfos doesn't draw that distinction between the two baskols, that Reb Lezer called for the baskol, so maybe it's Mishum Kvodosh or Reb Lezer. Then Rabbi Yeshua says, then Mashgichim and baskol. But by Basil and Basham, Basil Neskra baskol and came out anyway. Our Tosfos gives a different svar. Tosfos says that in the many machlokes in between Reb Lezer and the other Tanoim, Reb Lezer was in the minority. The Roiv was against Reb Lezer, so the Dinah Zacharab and Lahapas. So the Baskol came out and said, you should not follow the Pasuk in the Chumash. The Pasuk says in the Torah, Acharab and Lahatos, and the Baskol says, in this case, don't follow the Pasuk in the Chumash, Acharab and Lahatos, you should follow the minority opinion. So that's a baskol keneged halacha. So that's what Tosfos says. You don't follow, that's what Rabbi Yeshua says, you don't follow a baskol if it's saying keneged halacha. If a Navi comes and he says, I got a nevuah, let's say a Navi is established as a Navi mukhzor. It's not a crackpot comes and he says, I got a nevuah, so you don't listen to him. A Navi establishes himself, he proves with osa samofsin that he's really a Navi. Then he comes and he tells us, we see that he's normal, and then he demonstrated his powers of nevuah, and then he says he got a nevuah that we should not put on tefillin tomorrow. For some reason, we should not put on tefillin. Every other day we should put on tefillin. Tomorrow, HaRosha. This Shabbos, we should smoke. On Shabbos, we should be Mechal Shabbos. So the HaRosha, you listen to the Navi. But if the Navi tells you, from now on, you can smoke on Shabbos. So then you're not allowed to listen to the Navi. He's Oika Dovman HaTorah, you don't listen. But if he's Oika HaRosha, you do listen. So if the Baskol would come out and say, in this one instance, we should follow Reb Lezer. So that would be like Elohai Rasha. The din usually is Acharam Lahat in this case now. But he says, Halach Rab Lezer B'chol Makam. We always follow Rab Lezer. What do you mean? It's against the Pasuk in the Chumash. It says Acharam Lahatas. So that's what Tosfos says. It's not better than a Nevuah. If a Novi tells you to be Oika Dovim in HaTorah permanently, so you don't listen to the Novi, so how can you have a Baskol that says we shouldn't follow the din in the Torah? But the many machlokes in Misham and Bisila, the Baskol came in and said Kalach. It says the Pasuk says in Chumash, Acharab Lahatas, Bisila was the majority. Sure. So why did Beisham, I think, in the first place that they had the right to force their opinions on all of Klal Yisrael? The Rav was like the Bisila. The Bisila were in the majority. The Tosfos refers you to the Gemara. The Gemara says the Beisham were mechadad itve. Tosfos writes, Beisham were mechadad itve. So in addition to all of the other machlokes in Bisham and Bisil, there was another machlokes. That's how the Minchas Chinuch points out in connection with this Tosfos. In connection with this Gemara, that's really a Gemara. In addition to all the other machlokes in Bisham and Bisil, there was another machlokes. What's the din if you have a machlokes Yochid ve-Rabim? And the Yochid is sharper than the Rabim. So the Bisham, I felt that Acharab Nahatas doesn't apply in such a case. Misil held no. But you still apply Acharab Nahatas. It doesn't mean that Rav Soloveitchik once said, if you'll have the whole Rabbinical Council of America to say one way, my grandfather Rav Chaim will say the other way, I don't think that you'll apply Acharab Nahatas. If they're in a different league, in a different league, is a different story. But we're talking the same league. Bisham and Bisil, the same league, but they were Mechadad Itve. Everybody agreed that Bisham were Mechadad Itve. So that the Minchas Chinuch says that he was another Machlokes. Bisham I held that the rule Acharab Nahatas doesn't apply whenever the Miut is Mechadad Itve. Bisil held no. If they're all in the same league, even though the miut is mechadad itve, they still apply acharam lahatas. So the baskol just came to say what the halach is. It's not saying keneged adin. It's saying what the din is. And this shayla, what's the din? Do you say acharam lahatas even when the miut is mechadad itve? So the baskol gave a hachra. Yes, you say acharam lahatas even though the miut is mechadad itve. The Rambam sounds like he holds that you never follow Nevuah at all for anything. Even if a Navi says, I got a Nevuah, what the din is? That the Machlokes, the Mishnah Brura, and Echves and the Chazanish, he got a Nevuah like the Chazanish, or like the Mishnah Brura. So the Rambam says, Biyadua, that is a Navi Asheker. There is no such thing as a nevuah on a devar halacha. And he bases everything on loy bashamayim. He mashgiach mebaskol. Period. They don't listen to any baskol, no nevuah, nothing. We have to work out the halacha on our own. He totally ignores it. It's not like Tosfos. Tosfos is prepared to accept the baskol, to accept the lechera divrei nevuah a little bit, only if the loy bashamayim. The baskol is rejected if it seems to be contradicting din in the Torah. But if it's being mevar, what the din is, like over here, so shaila, whether you still apply haram lahatis even in a case where it's mechadad itfei, so the baskol is mevar, that you still apply haram lahatis. It's not keneged din, it's mevar what the din is. So Tosfos said, that's okay. I mean, mevar din, men ha-shamayim, that's okay.
How in the first pack of Shabbos where the Beis Shammai allowed to pass 18 zeros if the baskol was like Basil?
Baskol was later? I don't know. The Baskol was that you follow the rove. So at that time they were the rove. So the Gemara says on the occasion of those 18 zeros, they were the rove. The Baskol said you follow rove even keneged mechadad itfei. But on that occasion it was the rove with the mechadad itfei.
You just go by the rove of that one day?
That's the question. Was that fair that they voted on 18 things on one day? On that day, they happened to be the right. I don't know. Why didn't they have another vote? Why didn't they vote again a week later when the Basilu came back, wherever they were vacationing? So they should have come back the next week and voted all over again and undone it. Undid it. I don't know.
Rambam deal with Marni Balmst and Mikdam with Hashani and all the cases there where see that the Nevi'im did change halacha.
The Gemara says Lemikdam with Hashani not by Navi. Tosfos says that. The Gemara says it by Yeshkach Biar Chachamim Lakadov Minator B'Shevi Al Tase. The Chachamim have the ability, have the authority to tell us not to blow shofar. When Rosh Hashanah falls on our Shabbos, not to put on tzitzis and a beged shel pishtan, and not to bring a korban pesach by gershon his guy bear a pesach. A whole list of situations. The Gemara lists off in your mom's daf tzadik. But yesh koach laka b'shei v'altaz. Then the Gemara says, what about yesh koach laka b'kumbi? I say, does the Orthodox rabbi have the ability to allow the balabatim to drive to the synagogue on Shabbos or to perform a marriage between an intermarried couple? Yesh koach laka b'kumbi. I say, so the Gemara says that far not. The Orthodox rabbis don't have so much authority, only the Reform rabbis. They don't have koyach laka b'kumbi asay. So the Gemara says no, but once in a while they do have. If it's lahirah shalamigda milsa, then they do have authority, even laka b'kumbi asay. Tosfos claims that klal b'kumbi asay, Tosfos in Sanhedrin writes, that klal applies to the Novi also. That the Novi, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Elof tishma'un, that if a Navi tells you to be Mechal Shabbos, just this Shabbos, so he tells you not to put on tefillin tomorrow, Elof tishma'un, if it's oiker, only lahayrasho, not l'gderes, so Tosfos claims that that's only if it's lahayrasho l'migda milsim.
The
Rambam never writes that you like that. The Rambam never writes like that. Maritz Chayes has a whole essay on Torah HaNevi'im. To what extent do we listen to the Nevi'im and to what extent not? So he quotes this Tosfos and he elaborates on it. And others are upset about that. Well, why does he say that you need Lohairu Ashur Lemigda Milsa by the Navi? The Navi says a Nevuah, but it's his fault. He got a Nevuah as a Navi Emes. He's been established as a Navi Emes. He gave us his Amopsim. Then today he gets a nevuah that we should all smoke a cigar tomorrow. We should all smoke a cigar on Shabbos and we should not put on tefillin tomorrow. We don't know why. The Navi himself does know why. He said, I got a nevuah. I don't know why. So according to that one opinion in Tosfos, Maritz Chayes quotes that you're not allowed to listen to the Navi unless it's Migda Milsa. That really doesn't say anything about it. That's what the Tosfos says like that. Rambam doesn't. The Rambam writes, the Rambam and Hilchas, he say that term when he writes, you have to listen to the Navi, Elof Tishma. He just says, Lahirasha. He doesn't say the Migda Milsa. The Gemara says, Lahirasha and the Migda Milsa, that's by a Chacham. So that's the question, is it really the same? as the condition of the mikvah, the milsa, which the Gemara stipulated regarding a bezin, yeshkach, the bezin lakadam atabikum asel rosh on the mikvah milsa, does that mikvah milsa condition carry over to the novi as well? Then it's it in his commentary on the Shiltas. He's not happy with that day in Tyson, but he pinned the blame on the Tzvi Hirsch Chayes. Tzvi Hirsch Chayes has quoted it from Tyson. Tyson says the favors like that. And the Tzvi doesn't like it. He says, what do you mean? But the Novi got a Nevuah, so what do you want him to do? He just tells you over the Nevuah. He's not mechuyev to know what the big the most is going to be.
Maybe why is it more in the Vomis say when he gives the reason why Pasan like Bastil says because of Nohan Valuv and they quote the Shalak first? Does he just say either because of Achei Ram Lahat, also because of the Basakol?
The Gemara is probably explaining why did it turn out like that, psychologically or historically. Why did it turn out that the din was usually like the Beis Hillel in most cases? So because they were more humble, so the one who's more humble is usually Mechaven Lamito Shel Torah better. Because he's more open to being, he's searching for the truth. The one who's less humble or the one who's arrogant will formulate an opinion very quickly, and he'll insist that he's right, and he won't be open to listen to other suggestions that maybe it's a different mahal. So it's not that Beis Shammai were arrogant. The Gemara doesn't say that they were arrogant. The Gemara just says Beis Hillel were more humble than the Beis Shammai, extremely more humble. So the one who's more humble will probably, the Gemara is explaining historically and psychologically, the one who's more humble will probably be more mechaven lamito shel Torah.
But that would make
the Rambam in Hilchas Sanhedrin in Perek Beis. Quotes from the Sifrei, and this is quoted in Chosha Mishpat also, he quotes from the Sifrei that there are seven criteria that are necessary for a dayan to be kosher, to serve on a din Torah. So he says, one is chachma, he has to be intelligent, and one is anova, humility, and he has to have a good reputation, and Baal Shem Tov, and people have to like him, and avos abrios, he has to like other people, and so on. So then the Rambam says, "Afal pi shei medakti ki mechalel advar." What does it mean, "Afal pi shei medakti ki mechalel advar"? But you should have. So what does it mean, "Ein medakti kim"? So the Lechem Mishnah interprets that's part of that Sifrei. It's quoting the Sifrei. So the Lechem Mishnah interprets in the Sifrei in the Rambam that there is seven conditions are just lechatchila, but they're not miyakad b'dieved. And the Chazon Ish thinks that it's not true. He thinks that all the seven conditions are miyakad b'dieved. Means it doesn't have to have the nth degree of humility. He doesn't have to have the nth degree of chachma. But let's say you have a dayan who's absolutely arrogant. Everybody knows he's arrogant. Or he has sinas hamamon. In order to be a dayan, you have to be sinas hamamon avas hamamon. What if you have a person who has a little sinas hamamon? Doesn't have so much sinas hamamon. Has a little bit avos hamamon, has a little bit sinas hamamon. Has avos emes, a little bit avos emes, but not 100%. Not 100%. So the Chazon Ish says that's what the Rambam means. A medak the kimedov means it doesn't have to be 100% humility. It doesn't have to be 100% avos emes. It doesn't have to be 100% good reputation and he loves everybody else. But what if it's 100% the other way? We know that he's arrogant. We know that he's a tippish. We know that he's stupid. You have talmid chachamim, they're tzaddikim, but they're stupid. They don't understand milu v'alma. So the Chazon Ish thinks that such a person would be posel lado. So that's what the problem means over here, that humility is one of the seven conditions that the Rambam quotes from the Sifrei, because we assume that the more humble a person is, so the more likely he is that he'll be mechaben alo emes. So the Gemara is saying that the Sifrei were more humble than the Beis Shammai. It doesn't mean that Beis Shammai would be arrogant. He said they were more humble, so historically and psychologically, that's why they were zoicha to be mechaben lamitushta. That's not, we don't paskin like that. Whenever there's a machloek, it's a shachanita, so we'll decide who is more humble and paskin like that. No. Once we decide what the din is like, so then we'll look back in retrospect, we'll say, Anya, you know why the shach was zeichet, that we paskin like him? Because he was more humble. Okay, that's a historical footnote. That's not the reason why we paskin. That's a historical explanation as to why it turned out like that. I think so. I think that's what it means. So then the Gemara asks on the second line, Misari Bishami the Bricha Sayyim Adifa, Bishami hold that you say Kiddush before Bar Piyagof and Ayba HaTani, but there's a Tosefta, we're going to prove, it's going to take us a long time to prove, 15 lines to prove that it's following follows Bishami's opinion, and the Tosefta says when you recite Havdolah, you say first Bar Piyagof, and then you say Havdolah. The Gemara finally asks, Mikom Akom Kashe, in the middle of the Daf. 15 lines ahead. After we prove that it's Beishamai, that the Sefer follows Beishamai, what's the answer? So the answer is that Beishamai themselves distinguish between Kiddush and Avdol. The Kiddush is Yuli Yoima, so you want to rush to greet the Shabbos, so you say Kiddush first. And even Beisilah says, say Bar Piagofen first, but you shouldn't carry on a whole conversation when you come home. You're going to talk for an hour and then you're going to say Kiddush. That's not right. Beisilah also agree. You should recite, it says in Shorach, you should recite Kiddush as soon as possible when you come home on Friday night. And on Havdalah, Shaydei Yuli Yama Me'apuki Yama, Yuli Yama Kam Demak Minalei Odif, and Apuki Yama Kam Demak Minalei Odif, Kech Delevi Alon Kemasa. Okay. Maybe tomorrow, Belinda, we'll do the 15 lines that we skipped and then we'll go back to